National Tell the Truth Day.
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth. Don't buzz a lie.
I'm not lying.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Boy, that escalated quickly. Oh, truth be told.
It's showtime, baby.
I just like that part of the movie. You can't handle the truth. National Tell the Truth Day. Where do we go with this? Certainly can't go to politics or social media. That's all full of lies. Or what do they call now? Fake news. No, it's lies. Tell the truth. Maybe we should tell the truth with ourselves here and there. Yesterday, I told the truth and I said I felt like I was the only person at work. And then I discovered Allie Stevens was doing everything else. So where do we go from there?
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
We'll revisit that Facebook post coming up. We will tell the truth. And late night TV is back. Sort of. We'll talk.
94KX.
Yesterday on the show, Morgan in the Morning, we call it now. Yesterday, I said I was pretty sure I was the only person in the world at work. It seemed like the long holiday weekend continued. I came into the building. It was totally dark. I was looking for a human. There was no Mark Lawrence. There was no Rob the Sports Center. Steve from AccuWeather didn't even call. I'm thinking, am I alone in the world? Then I found Allie Stevens. She was filling in for everybody. So there was her running up and down the hall doing the news and everything else. And there was me. I swear I saw Lynn Hall. And then I did see her. I figured somebody had to be covering the other radio stations, Eagle 107 and the Valley. And of course, Allie would cover news radio, doing the news on all the stations. But I really felt like alone. And I was like, all right. So I called out. I said, hey, you guys working today? Let me know. Ford Fun Line is always open toll free. Nobody called. I was like, okay, you know what? I am literally the only person in the world. So I posted up on Facebook and you guys chimed out because I want to know if you were working and where. Dana had a good one. She says, I'm up by the New York State border and I'm listening loud and strong. I was like, wow, good signal this here, 94KX. Jim was at Marionette Yarn Factory in Shamokin. He says, yeah, I'm at work, Tom. Don't worry about it. I'm here. Karen said, I work at home and I'm working and listening. Fessler IT Consulting, no idea, have to Google it, simply said, yepers, we're working. Shaw said, Advanced Auto Parts in Selinsgrove listens every day. Shaw, I love you, man. Coming for rebuild parts for my Jeep, how's that? Just for listening, see that? Just for working, Shaw, I'm there for you. Kathy said, I worked all weekend and I'm still working. Oh, yeah, we read that one yesterday. She's at the Sunoco in Coltmont. I have reason to believe she lives in the back room. She never leaves. Brenda was working. That guy, Singer. It was cool. Jennifer says, how are you, man? Listening in the morning. Charlene says, no, man, I'm on vacation. Or I'm sorry, no, dude, I'm on vacation. At least you were listening. That's cool. Or just posted that. Jill at Bucknell. Sue working at home. Ryan, I love you, buddy. He's on vacation this week. He's our favorite Rabbit Transit bus driver. Every time I see one of those buses, I wave. Most of the time, it's not Ryan. But it's like, whoops. So the comments go on and on. M&T Bank, I don't know which one, but Arlene was listening. Lisa works at home. Mark, look at him scrolling down here. These are incredible. Jim says, I'm in my bedroom. I hate working from home, so I'd rather just hide in my bedroom and make an office atmosphere. I would love to do that. I always wanted to do the morning show from bed. Like just laying on a mattress with a headphone and a microphone. Every time the music stopped, I'd just start talking. That would be funny. Anyway, Jessica says, I listen every day at work, at home, in the car. It doesn't matter. Love listening to you in the morning. Oh, that's nice. Hey, my buddy Mason at PB&J Bar in Danville. He's getting it done. Pat's listening in the kitchen. Wow, this list goes on and on. You guys are really great. I appreciate it. And Butch, my buddy at Ultimate Express Car Wash, even sent a pretty cool gif of a guy breakdancing and washing a car at the same time. If you could do that, you go ahead on. Thanks for listening at Evan at the Cabinet Place, Hawkins Collision in Sunbury, Mel. It's great to have you listening. You know, thanks. So many comments because I felt like I was the only person in the world. So you guys really set me straight on that. I appreciate it. I do know who had the whole week off, and that was our late night television hosts. So we had no late night sound bites for an entire week. Now they're kind of back. The Kimmel Show is back on, but Jimmy's not back from vacation. Anthony Anderson and Wanda Sykes were doing the show, so they had a lot of NBA jokes. We'll touch on those coming up next. And Tell the Truth Day. Should I post something on social media for people to tell the truth? Should I do that? I just might. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
4-1.
Come on!
Hey! WQKX.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Any nice and there's an extra day.
Yeah, yeah. How about it? How about working 4 days a week? Would you do it if it became a thing here in our ever-glorious United States of America? Iceland has found huge success in a four-day work week experiment they did. Workers were paid the same amount for the shorter hours, and productivity remained the same or even improved in the majority of workplaces. Think about it. What if you had the option? That would be even better. Now, don't get me wrong. If they told me I had to work 4 days and one of the days mandatory off, I would take it. But if I had a choice, Monday, and it's not because I don't like Monday. It's just that I really like Friday. It's fun to work on Friday. We have Flashback Friday here on the show, but it's just everybody's in a good mood on Friday. And a lot of people are in a bad mood on Monday. I'm not. I'm always even keel. But if I had the choice, I would take Monday off. That way I could do a lot of things on the weekend and know that I had Monday off as like a recovery day. Now, you could probably say, well, you did that last week, Tom, but I didn't. I worked Friday night and Saturday night. If you call it work, I was hanging at Spyglass with two concerts in one weekend. But it was fun, and you know what? It was work, because that's what I do for a living. But, you know, if you had the choice, what would it be? Would you take Friday or Monday? My brother has Wednesday off. That's just awful. He has, like, Wednesday and Sunday off. And then they recently gave him a promotion and a big raise if he would help out on Sunday. So now he only has Wednesday off. 1 day a week, I'm thinking, it's going to kill that guy, man. He's my little brother, but he ain't going to last. He ain't going to tough that out. But he's doing it for the money for now. So what are you doing, you know? Let us know. The Ford Fun Line's always open. 1-800-326-94KX. Hit us up on the Facebook page. Just give us a little comment. Would you work 4 days a week? The same amount of hours? All right. Per day. Because I like when people say, yeah, I work 4 tens. Well, dude, that's 40 hours. So would you work like 8 hours a day for 4 days for the same amount of money? Would you do it? I'm kind of would like to know. I would like every Monday off, but then they'd have to hire somebody to do the show here. It would get just as annoying as Jimmy Kimmel having them a whole summer off, you know? Anyway, we're working toward the top of the hour. It is National Tell the Truth Day. I'm still trying to figure out how to effectively approach that one. And stupid news, but we don't call it stupid because we like to teach a lesson. We call it, and there it is. An interesting story for you this morning. Is this woman actually doing something stupid, or is she going to outsmart the system? Imagine if a contractor showed up at your house and started doing work, and the contractor was at the wrong house. And there it is. On the way, Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
All right. So a homeowner on TikTok posted the moment she claims is the biggest accident to her advantage in the world. Contractor showed up at her house to start renovations. They're at the wrong house. She didn't order any renovations. So here's how Chloe Fontaine explains her situation.
Well, they're at the wrong house, but I'm not going to stop them because I would love to have free concrete or a deck, whatever they're building.
You don't even know what they're building, but you're going to watch and let them finish the job before you tell them they're at the wrong house. Good luck with that, Chloe, because I'm sure you're looking at it as the biggest case ever of finders keepers. But as my mama used to say, everything that is accidentally done can be intentionally undone. Think about that, Chloe.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
News is next. Morgan in the Morning also will celebrate National Chocolate Day. Why would you ever want to have National Chocolate Day on another day where temperatures are going to be at 96? I don't know. We'll talk about it next.
Chocolate?
Today is World Chocolate Day.
Chocolate increases serotonin, which promotes calm.
Chocolate.
It triggers a release of dopamine.
Oh, yeah.
Which elevates your heart rate and increases motivation.
Thank you.
Chocolate also acts as an antidepressant.
World Chocolate Day.
Flavor, the senses, the smoothness of it, it's just so amazing.
Easy there, bud.
Chocolate. We need a boost.
No, thanks. I'm diabetic.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
When I eat chocolate, it's because I'm about to pass out and fall on the floor. Hey, it's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive. Down Route 45. Speaking of candy, Chick-fil-A, were they joking or not? It's not April Fool's Day. Are they really coming out with a candy chicken sandwich? What?
94KX.
We're number one. We're number one, as they're saying now at Chick-fil-A.
Ever wonder why Chick-fil-A is the most popular fast food restaurant for the seventh straight year? Gee, I wonder why.
Welcome to Chick-fil-A. I love your shirt. Did you get a haircut? You smell nice.
What?
What's your name so we can make you feel special?
Oh. Meanwhile, at the other fast food restaurants...
What do you want? I hate this job. My feet hurt. Pull forward. There will be no eye contact.
Chick-fil-A, because the other fast food companies still haven't figured it out yet.
Here's your order.
Oh, thanks.
My pleasure.
Hang on now, hang on, because number one, Chick-fil-A isn't everywhere. We know that. We have to drive all the way to Mechanicsburg or up to Wilkes-Barre. Heck, Williamsport doesn't even have a Chick-fil-A yet, as far as I know. Somebody correct me there so I could go. A good chicken sandwich, but in the latest American Customer Satisfaction Index, Chick-fil-A finishes number one for the seventh year in a row. But here's the category. It's for limited service restaurants. What does that even mean? Somebody Google it. I wish I had an intern here. Hey, Google that. Limited service. Well, coming in second is Domino's. Kentucky Fried Chicken was third, and Starbucks was fourth. Limited service restaurants. I guess that's a whole new category. I just all lump them into fast food, but I guess can't do that. Well, congratulations, Chick-fil-A. One of my daughters was crazy for Chick-fil-A. Crazy to go there because we didn't have one. One weekend, we're on a soccer tournament. I think it was the Indoor Nationals. In D.C., there was a Chick-fil-A by the hotel, and she was so excited that I promised her we would go. And we did. The only problem is she suffered a head concussion in the championship game. And when we took her to the Chick-fil-A, she didn't remember it 24 hours later. And she doesn't remember it to this day, so we still make that joke. If she's in the car with anyone in our family, she lives in Baltimore now, but if she's in the car with anybody, including her roommates... If you drive by a Chick-fil-A, she says, somebody inevitably in the car would say, hey, you like Chick-fil-A, don't you? Or don't you remember? Anyway, in a somewhat weird related story, yesterday was National Fried Chicken Day. We talked about that. And the candy company Airheads released a video of a sandwich they're coming out with. Are you kidding me?
July 6th is National Fried Chicken Day.
Right.
And at Airheads Candy, we've developed the Airheads Candy Chicken Sandy.
What?
The first ever chicken sandwich with a bun made out of 100% Airheads
candy. No, no.
For those of you saying Airheads Candy can't make a chicken sandwich, this is a PR stunt.
Well.
Stop saying that. For those of you asking why does Airheads, a candy company, think they can boldly enter the chicken sandwich wars, they've never even made a chicken sandwich before. Well, before there were the Great Pyramids of Egypt, there were no Great Pyramids of Egypt.
Well, yeah.
So you need look no further than the Great Pyramids of Egypt.
Okay.
To see that it is not only possible that Airheads Candy will win the chicken sandwich wars, but it is well on its way to doing so. The Airheads Candy Chicken Sandy. Happy National Fried Chicken Day, America. From the very first name you think of when you think of chicken. Airheads Candy.
Airheads Candy, the first name you think of when you think of chicken. I think that was a spoof. I'm not sure. It was very well done, very funny. Google the video. It's viral comedy, I guess. And, you know, don't look for the chicken sandwich anywhere soon. But it does make a point. Stay in your lane, okay? Chick-fil-A is a chicken restaurant. Popeye's Chicken is a chicken restaurant. Hamburger places should make hamburgers. Chicken places should make chicken. End of story, just my opinion. Morgan in the Morning coming up. We'll take a look at some stupid basketball tweets from the Jimmy Kimmel Show last night. Birthday buddies on the way and more. Stay with us, 94KX. Late Night TV came back to last night, kind of. Kimmel was on, but it wasn't Kimmel hosting the show. It did feature mean tweets from the NBA 2021 edition. With Shaquille O'Neal, LeVar Ball, Grant Hill, Kemba Walker, Dwight Howard, and Trae Young.
Shaquille O'Neal. More like Shaquille hasn't missed a meal. LeVar Ball is such a big baller. Why can't he afford a toothbrush?
Grant Hill annoys me when he talks. Put your eyebrows down. He looks like he's surprising himself with what he says. Oh, that's funny. Kemba actually leads all guards and charges drawn 2 of the last 3 years. My working theory is that he is so short, they simply do not see him. That's probably true, actually. Dwight Howard looks like a SoundCloud rapper who offers you his albums at the gas station you were bored.
I like Trae Young, but his hair is like a lollipop that got dropped on the carpet.
NBA mean tweets.
94KX.
Birthday buddies on the way, a lot of them musically and a lot of them locally. And I know what you're asking. Is Lynn Hall involved? Stand by. Why, thank you, Jingle Singers. I did not expect that. Birthday buddies coming up next. We found Lynn Hall roaming the hall.
I was.
Perhaps why that's her last name.
Yes.
No, you're taking care of almost everything. Everybody's on vacation except Allie, you and I.
Yeah, that's right. There's no one else in the building, and there won't be for the rest of the day.
I'm going to do the musical birthdays, but do I work in you inside the musical birthdays, or do we talk about your birthday later?
Talk about that last.
Because I don't
I'm not
know,
that important.
I don't know who you want to be associated with. Ringo Starr?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, I like Ringo Starr.
Why,
very much.
Because he's older than you?
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
No, I always identified with him because we share the same birthday, so yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
That's very cool. Here's the musical birthdays, youngest to oldest.
Remember the words you told me, love me till the day I die.
5 Seconds of Summer, you remember the song Youngblood, pretty cool song.
Remember everything cause you made me believe you're mine.
Ashton Irvin, the drummer for that band, is an old 27 years old today, Lynn.
Oh my goodness.
I got shoes older than this guy.
Yeah, me too.
Let's just move it along, okay? Let's just move it along,
okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Let's go into the R&B world. Ashton Irvin is 28 years old today. If you don't know where she's from that band Fifth Harmony.
Oh.
Yeah, so there you go. Okay, now... Now we're starting to get a little bit older. Are you ready, Lynn?
Getting closer to my age. Okay.
All right. I like the fact that you want to identify with Ringo, because you could identify with this guy.
Oh, really?
Joey Scarberry.
I didn't realize that I shared a birthday with Joey Scarberry. Really?
Believe it or not. Believe it or not, it's true. Don't you love one-hit wonders?
Oh, goodness.
Joey Scarberry.
What's he doing these days, I wonder?
I think he's working at a Chick-fil-A in Mechanicsburg.
Ah.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
We were just talking about that. And finally, Lynn Hall's birthday is shared with none other than the oldest Beatle, and he's still alive,
indeed,
Ringo Starr. Like a dream, beaches and green. This song is creepy now.
Yeah, it is. It is.
If Bill Cosby sang it, he'd be going back to prison.
Oh. Oh.
Ringo Starr, you're 16, you're beautiful, and if you say anything else, you're probably
then
going
you,
to...
You'd better shut up.
And that was a remake.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so I think most...
That's scary.
Most 50s music is scary if you listen to the lyrics.
Well, yeah, no, you have a point there.
Go Google Chantilly Lace.
Oh, okay. I'm not trying to spell it, but...
The Big Bopper.
Okay. The Big Bopper.
Hey, it is time for the local celebs, or as Lynn Hall likes to call them,
birthday buddies.
Oh, you are so excited because it's your own birthday.
I am, yes.
All right, let's take a look at the list. Aaron Smith from Sunbury, 25 today. Welcome to the Quarter Century Club. Our buddy Ben Ammerman is 52 today. Hey, Ben, I'll see you jogging the streets of Point Township. I'll try not to hit you. Beth Gilbert from Lewistown is 51. Don Reynes from Northumberland, 61 years old. Happy birthday to Dietrich Farber. What a great name.
It is a great name.
Dietrich Farber. Fought in the Civil War. No, 60 years old. All right. Henry Sienkiewicz from Cold Township is 56 today. Jonathan Bilheim from Sunbury. Lordy, lordy, Jonathan is 40. Happy birthday to Kelly Christinger from Winfield. She's the nifty 50 today. Michelle Wilt from Danville, 51. Happy birthday to Pat Ellis from Bloomsburg, 68. And Phil Bomer from Lewisburg is 55 today. Nobody on the 94KX Facebook page. And I'm not quite sure about the text club.
But,
if you do text, please use the word birthday so we can get your birthday on the air.
Yes.
And can I say?
Yes. Go right ahead.
Lynn Hall, our very own Lynn Hall, who has worked here at SBC Media for possibly 58 years of her life.
Probably, yes. I started here when I was 2. No, I'm just kidding.
61 today.
Yes.
You've caught up with me for just a few months.
I have. Yes. It's like a race. We just keep going.
Which one are we, the hare or the tortoise?
I'm definitely the tortoise. But anyway.
Happy birthday, my
dear. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
All right. Each
61,
and
I still act like I'm 10.
I know. I'm 61 and I'm maybe 12 or 13.
There you go.
There it is. News is coming up next. Allie has it all. News, sports, weather. She'll even sing if we ask her to. Happy birthday, that is.
Yes.
She will sing that. But every day at this time, it's...
Birthday Buddies.
So well done.
Thank you.
94KX. WQKX. 74 degrees. Morgan in the morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford. Lewisburg, well worth that drive down Route 45. A new documentary hits your screen, and before you laugh, it may be worth watching. Val Kilmer, his story. We'll talk about it coming up next. Stay with us.
94KX.
I think sweat is on my side today. I got a pocket full of sweatiness. Anyway, 74 degrees up into the 90s again. Great weather for Pine Otter Days. Our own Sam Tyler will be there tonight in King Street Park. Yeah, Mark Stevens was there last night. That was fun. A new documentary is out. Now, when I say the name Val Kilmer, you'll think of him as the bad guy in most movies. And, you know, you didn't like him. He was actually quite a nice guy. And he's fallen upon tough times. Throat cancer. Val. A documentary about Val Kilmer. Will be out soon. And it touches the heart, really.
My name is Val Kilmer. I'm an actor. I've lived a magical life. I've captured quite a bit of it.
Yeah, push the button.
I was the first guy I knew to own a video camera.
Here we are, filming ourselves.
Is that
it's
a video
rolling,
camera?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool, Val.
I have thousands of hours of videotapes and film reels that I've shot throughout my life and career. I was recently diagnosed with throat cancer. I'm still recovering, and it is difficult to talk and to be understood. But I want to tell my story more than ever.
I've tried to hear the world as one piece of life.
I've tried to see the world as one piece of life. A lot of it will be voiced over by a guy who has a voice a lot like Val, one of his voice doubles, I guess, during his career because of the sound of Val's voice now with the voice box. We wish him well. Recovering from throat cancer, Val Kilmer. And the documentary will be called Val. Look for it soon. Morgan in the Morning, National Tell the Truth Day. Have you told somebody the truth today? Maybe something that's been bugging you for a long time. Have you told the truth about yourself? Something about yourself. Have you? I haven't come up with anything. I can't. My life is so complicated and I'm so, well, my life was complicated. I'm simple and uncluttered now, but I have lived through decades of what the heck is he doing? So is there a truth I can reveal by the end of the show? Perhaps. Think of your own today and we'll talk about it later. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
94KX.
Today is National Tell the Truth Day. We talked about it earlier this morning. Do you remember the show, To Tell the Truth? What a groovy theme.
Lie, lie, you tell me the lie. I never know why you don't know how.
To tell the truth. You know what? We have a hard time dealing with the truth a lot. What did Sting say back when the police weren't even popular in an early police album? Truth hurts everybody. Truth hurts everyone. It's kind of true. If somebody has to tell you the truth, like, hey, Bob, you really got to get rid of that shirt. How about shaving off that cheesy 70s porn mustache? Or, hey, Betty, the bouffant is out of style. You know, maybe it's a coworker, maybe it's a family member. Sometimes it's hard to tell the truth. But then there's telling the truth about yourself, okay? Self-truths. They're even harder. We posted it up on the 94KX Facebook page. Go ahead and tell us something about yourself. I don't want to hear that you're a serial killer or whatever. Really, I don't want to get really heavy here. Just tell us the truth about yourself. You've heard me talk about it before. I am a radio announcer. I've been in broadcasting for almost 45 years. That's all I do. I don't know how to fix anything. I don't go hunting. I don't go fishing. I am the most boring guy in the world. I talk on the radio, and that's all I do. And it's actually kind of embarrassing sometimes. You know, when I get in those situations where somebody says, well, geez, Tom, don't you know how to fix that? No, actually, I don't. And I don't know how to go to Lowe's and buy the parts or Home Depot or any hardware store for that much. Trust me, go to Kohl's in Northumberland. Walk in there and ask the guys at Kohl's about when Tom Morgan comes in, okay? I know nothing. I know nothing about fixing anything, and I'm kind of ashamed. I'm not really a guy who wants to go hunting. I understand hunting and, you know, thinning the herd and killing animals and all that and eating them, but I have no interest in that. So therefore, I don't know anything about it. Fishing, though, I've always wanted to go fishing. I even hint around with Chad Evans once in a while. Chad says, yeah, taking the boy fishing this weekend. I'm not doing anything this weekend, Chad. And he says, well, good luck with that. Anyway, so I don't know hunting. I don't know fishing. But the big truth here is I'm just a radio announcer. How about your truth? Hit us up on Facebook or the toll-free line is always open. Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. News is next.
94KX News.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1, Sunbury.
Hey, Allie, your lunch is looking good. Check it out. on Facebook. Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford. There's a brand new place to catch a real cool concert. If I say the name Steven Adler, do you know who he is? If I say Guns N' Roses, you know who he is. Details coming up.
94KX.
Morgan in the Morning with Stevie Nicks on the way to work on Tell the Truth Day. Maybe as soon as you get to work, you should tell the first person you see, tell them the truth about something. If it's the boss, so you're fired. So go find another living. It's okay. It happens. I revealed the truth that I don't know how to fix anything earlier this morning. I said, I want you to tell the truth about yourself today. Don't tell someone else the truth. Don't walk into work and say, hey, that dress is ugly. Or, hey, Bob, how about changing the tie once in a while? You know, no, don't do that. Tell somebody the truth about yourself today. And that's what we posted on the 94KX Facebook page. You guys are great so far. I don't know. Laura says, I'm not a virgin. I was like, okay. I don't even remember if I am. It was too long ago. I think I was on the edge of 17 at the time. I don't know. Amy says, real talk and talk real. Yeah. Okay. I'm with you. Sometimes that gets you in trouble. Careful with that. Crystal says, I love push mowing the grass. That is cool. Because nobody likes it. And nobody admits it.
I mowed the lawn yesterday. It was so freaking hot.
Crystal's like, I like push mowing the lawn. Enjoy that, okay? Ryan says, truth is, you're awesome. Okay, say that to somebody today. Ryan, if you're saying that to me, I appreciate it, bud. But you know you are. Because I know who you are, bud. You've knocked off a lot of weight in the last few months. You're working hard at it. You're all for your son. You're the one that's awesome. Trust me. I'm just a radio announcer. Anyway, hey, keep the comments coming in. You know what's awesome? The fact that, and you know what? Here's the truth. I hate the word awesome because I'm truly not in awe when I use it. That's awesome. Are you really in awe? No, you're not. Tell the truth. Anyway, you know what's great, though? We have a new place to enjoy some concerts. I think we should fill up this area with some great areas where we could all share the love, you know, like microbrews do. You know, like wineries do and restaurants. They all share the love. We should do that when it comes to live entertainment. The new Susquehanna Valley Event Center is open. It's in Sealands Grove, near the airport. And this Saturday, they're going to have their first show. I'll be there. They want me to MC it. I said, sure. I'll check out your digs. I'll get on stage and talk to people. That's what they pay me for. I'll do it. So I'm going to be there on Saturday at 5 o'clock, because you want to get there early. The Susquehanna Valley Event Center in the Grove. Because Steven Adler of Guns N' Roses is going to be there doing all the GNR songs, which is cool. But two great opening bands, Living the Dream and, wait for it, Jesse. Yeah, Jesse back together. That's cool. I think I hung with those guys in the 80s. I'm not sure. Yeah, I am pretty sure, because one of the members of the band, his mom worked here at the radio station. So and that was, what, 82, 83? I don't even remember. That's the truth. I don't remember. Anyway, Living the Dream, Jesse and Steven Adler of Guns N' Roses coming to the Susquehanna Valley Event Center, Sealands Grove, this Saturday. I'll tell you what, I got some tickets. Yeah.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
First caller through, you're a winner with 94KX.
We have another winner.
Woo! Yeah, we kind of have a winner. We answered it. Some guy was there. I think his name was Ronald. And I lost contact. He must have been driving to work. We'll take care of him, though, I promise. Let's try another one. Hello?
This is Brenda.
Why does everybody have a bad connection today? What's your name again?
Brenda.
Brenda. Where are you calling from, Brenda?
Brenda Conrad, yeah, you got it.
She's coming through now. Brenda Conrad. Where are you at?
I'm actually in my car going to work.
Okay, you got a bad cell zone. Where are you from?
Smoke and Dance.
All right, Brenda. You and a guest on the way down the strip to Sealands Grove to see Steven Adler this Saturday at the Susquehanna Valley Event Center. Yeah.
Awesome.
You're saying thank awesome. You. You're saying awesome on purpose just to get me kind of tweaked.
No, I'm just like, I was shocked I got through.
You got through. It's Ronald that didn't get through. Anyway. We'll fix him up. See you at the Steven Adler GNR concert Saturday in Sealands Grove at the Event Center.
94.1 WQKX.
Morgan in the morning. Time for Tom's top list of the day. You do the 5-second rule. You drop something on the floor and you pick it up and you kiss it up to God. Maybe you don't kiss it up to God, but you pick it up and eat it. That's the 5-second rule, man. It didn't get any germs. It wasn't laying on the floor long enough or on the ground. Well, believe it or not, there are 10 other things we do with food that you're not supposed to do. And here they are, Tom's top list of the day. Number 10, 8% of us burn things on purpose because we like the way it tastes. What is wrong with you? Every time I burn something, trust me, it's an accident. Number 9, 14% of us use the same cutting board for raw meat and then use it for the veggies. So?
Oh, there's going to be germs in there.
All right. I'll have to change up on that. I do have multiple cutting boards. Number 8, 15% of people don't wash their hands while they're cooking. That's disgusting. I wash my hands several times. Number 7, 23% of Americans have cooked a full meal while drunk. So? Number 6, 26% of us don't rinse fruits and vegetables.
They're organic, so I know that they weren't touched with pesticide.
No, a wild groundhog peed on them, though. All right, number 5. 34% of us rinse chicken in the sink, which isn't necessary. Actually, it's less sanitary if you soak your chicken in the sink. Oops. Okay. Number 4, 38% use dull knives, which are actually more dangerous than sharp ones. I didn't know that either. Number 3, 41% of us use a spoon to taste something, and then we go back to mixing it. Yeah, guilty. It is Tell the Truth Day now. I am guilty of that. Like, you know, if you're mixing up a sauce or something, let me taste it. Oh, that's needs a little more garlic or something. Or cake icing? Come on. Who hasn't done that? All right, the number 2 thing we do that we shouldn't do with food, 58% of us don't follow the recipe. Well, no, you say grandma did it differently and you do it. Maybe grandma didn't, but you do it anyway. And the number 1 thing we do with food that we shouldn't, 65% of us like to eyeball it instead of using a measuring cup. Wow. That explains all the money I lost in that measuring cup company investment. Yikes. Allie's got the news coming up next. Morgan in the morning, 94KX.
94KX.
You live, you learn. It's National Tell the Truth Day. You live, you learn. That's what we do. Hey, it's also National Dive Bar Day. And here's a little truth about myself. I love dive bars, especially when I'm from out of town. I'm passing through an area. I see a crusty little bar. I stop in, and the locals always all turn around when the door opens. And you walk in, and they all go, "You ain't from around here, is you?" And I say, "No, I'm not." My favorite story? Well, no, I have too many of them, actually. I used to broadcast high school football. I used to do play-by-play on high school football and earlier in my radio career. So I'd find a dive bar on the way home from the game. And I found this place, and I took the whole broadcast team in. They were scared. I didn't care. It was called Iona's Tavern. And it was like a 150-year-old lady standing behind the bar. We walked in and, you know, we were in shirts and ties because back then you had to get dressed up when you did a broadcast. And the lady goes, "Well, you boys certainly spiffed up for my place." And I said, "Are you Iona?" She goes, "Yep, they call me Iona and Iona Tavern." I said, "Well, that's great." my broadcast partner said, what do you have on draft? She goes, honey, the only draft here is coming in under the door. I'll never forget that. I was like, I'm in love. I'm buying the first round. First time I went into the Jersey Town Tavern outside Millville, same thing.
You ain't from around here, are you?
No.
Are you LCB?
Do I look like LCB?
That's what they all say. That's what I'm asking.
No, I'm not LCB.
How comes you're wearing a tie?
Because I'm coming from a party. Is that okay? Let me loosen it and take it off. Look it, I got long hair. I'm a hippie.
Don't matter. I'm going to ask you again. Are you LCB?
All right. Dive Bar Day, though, it was actually created by Seagram 7 Crown as a way to get people to drink more of their product. 7 and 7, get it? Today is the 7th of July, National Dive Bar Day. Earlier this morning, we told you to tell the truth about yourself. I've bared my soul, I think. I've told you probably way too much this morning. However, we asked you to do the same on our Facebook page, and you guys were amazing. Still my favorite answer, the woman who admitted she likes push mowing the lawn. Nobody likes push mowing the lawn. National Tell the Truth Day, Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Fox 94KX.
Tell the Truth Day, did you tell me what you're going to do? No, that's Bruno. Did you tell the truth today about yourself? Thanks for sharing on our 94KX Facebook page. You remember this song? It was the theme to the game show To Tell the Truth. It's very cheesy, but I just thought it fit. So tell the truth about yourself today, maybe to a friend or a family member, okay? Don't do anything mean with the truth. Like, don't go up to Bob in the office today and say his double-knit slacks are really cheesy. Don't do that. Do something nice or tell the truth about yourself. What did I admit earlier today? That I don't know how to fix anything. I'm a radio announcer, and gosh darn it, that's all I do. Then I said I don't hunt, I don't fish. Guys in Central PA bust on me constantly, but at least I tell the truth. I don't know how to. Someday I'd like to retire and go fishing. How's that? Hunting, not so much. But anyway, maybe we should wrap up the show with telling something on a personal note. Consultants love this stuff. Here's the truth. You think I'm funny and goofy and sometimes a little bit on the edge, sarcastic. Some people have called me arrogant, which I don't understand. But here's the truth. I'm actually very emotional, and I think I am too emotional. I actually cry a lot. You're laughing. It's the truth. I just thought I'd bare my soul out there. People who know me say, yeah. Like, I just don't cry at sad movies. I like bawl as soon as I hear something emotional. So before Chad comes in and says something really soft and gushy, I got to get out of here. Have a good day, everybody.